Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Boy, do we have a good one for you today, because our pal David Castillo will join us from the great Substack Stars Stack and the other things David's doing. D Magazine, obviously he has his Stars Discord, which, by the way, I am participating in. So as much as I can. So I appreciate. Yeah, I know. Thank you, David. Everyone, thank you for being nice to me in that Discord forum. You guys are awesome. Shout out to you. So we'll get to David in just a moment, because we have a schedule release and we're going to talk about, can we actually break down an NHL schedule, why it differs from other sports. Then David will give us a deep dive on Jason Robertson, the value of Jason Robertson. I think that's really important, because a lot of Stars fans are saying, can we make up for Jason Robertson in this way or that way? Or what is Jason Robertson? Does he bring enough? David's going to give us those answers, and then I'm going to give David some questions to answer as far as if this following player does well, the Stars do blank. And David will finalize my sentences. So it's going to be a Stars-packed edition of Spits and Suds. I told you the guys the other day about the on-time experts, and they came to my house. And it has been an awesome experience. It just continues. So I couldn't figure out why one of my bathrooms that I never use was not flushing. And I did not have the education. I readily admit it. I raised my hand because I'm sitting there with a plunger and I cannot figure it out. So I call the on-time expert. Same day service guaranteed. Of course, that happens. They fell within. I got to pick a window. I did not have to wait at my house from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They showed up in the window, right at the beginning of the window, which I absolutely loved. And they completely fixed my issue. And guess what? My toilet's working better. The shower was actually clogged as well. And the washing machine I ran last night, I thought my washing machine was actually broken. No, it's part of the whole clog. So the whole pipe in that area was causing all this issue. And the on-time experts, for just a low price, took care of all those issues. And that stress just went away, because I have guests showing up in October and I was really excited that that's taken care of. You can also get your pipes cleaned on the first floor for just $99 for first-time customers. And don't forget about that $59 first-time customer special as far as a complete HVAC cleaning. I had that done, and they tell you this could take an hour and a half to 2 hours, but don't you want it to take that long? Because they're going to take your system apart. They're going to gut it, clean it, get rid of that dust, get rid of that grime, and it's going to be high efficient. And that's what you want, because that's going to save you money, because when it doesn't have a lot of pressure, it's not going to run as much and your temperature is going to stay cool. So that's what I love about the on-time experts. They continue to educate me on these things. Not to mention, they support local hockey in DFW. They're going to be a big part of our August 11th event at Boomer Jacks, which I'm going to talk to with David in just a moment. But the on-time experts said, hey, we want to be a part of this. We're going to have Stars merchandise, and we're going to have tickets to Stars games. That's what we want to bring to the table. So if you show up to the free event at Boomer Jacks on August 11th, they'll have four pairs of Stars tickets to give away. That's the kind of support the on-time experts does for local hockey, the official partner of the Dallas Stars, the official partner of Spits and Suds. So please support them, the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. We bring in our friend David Castillo. It is always an adventure when David joins me, but in a good way. So it is good to see you, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm really curious what adventure means.
You know, with you, there's all these tree branches as far as like hockey and other subjects that we lead into, specifically at the end where it's always an awkward dismount. So maybe today will be the exception, but it's always a good time. It's a challenge when you're on. I love having you on the show.
Okay, so we're here to talk about the Conor McGregor fight. I did the show with D Magazine. I don't know when it's going to go up. Maybe today, but they put me on the spot me being an MMA fan and having written about MMA many, many moons ago, put me on the spot asking me about the fight. And I was just like, oh, man, like, isn't karma great? That was kind of the extent of my analysis of the Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah, that was tough. I think if it was great. I think if it was on regular, like pay-per-view, I think the heat would have been more. But the fact that it was on Paramount now, I think kind of eased it, because yes, technically you did pay, but you didn't pay what you used to pay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's the sport itself is kind of in its own sort of toilet of like drama and controversy. So it's so hard for me to like keep track, but nobody wants to hear about MMA. So we can cut to the super exciting Dallas Stars just released schedule. Did that sound sarcastic? I'm not trying to make it sarcastic, man. There's no per 60 in this analysis of the Stars schedule release, so it's hard for me to contribute.
Let me first start with our August 11th event and stick tap to the Stars Discord, which you started. There was talk that people on the Stars Discord are going to do their own gathering at the event. And I, for one, am jacked about that. I absolutely love that there are going to be like sub events within the event, because to me, when I started this podcast, it's like, let's grow the great game of hockey together. So the fact that people on your Discord, David, would use this opportunity to meet other people from the Stars Discord, I was excited when I saw that post. So that's great. Big news. We've added Steven Meserve of 100 Degree Hockey. He's coming up for the event. So we'll have good Texas Stars knowledge. Steven's been wonderful. And he is obviously an author and collabed with Sean on the book We Win Here. Well, we'll have signed copies of We Win Here to give away. So we're going to have Spits and Suds merchandise. We're going to have collared shirts, T-shirts of Spits and Suds. We're going to have other companies with their T-shirts. We're going to have Stars tickets. We're going to have Stars merchandise. And we're going to have the book We Win Here to give away some copies as well. We're going to have a live Spits and Suds with myself, with Leah Simakopoulos from the Dallas Morning News, Robert Tiffin, StarsThoughts.com, and Sean as well. So sorry you can't make it. I know you have a prior commitment. But I do appreciate you putting it out on your Discord and your social channels. It does mean a lot, buddy.
Yeah, for those who don't know, my prior commitment is kind of a significant I don't know what to call it, test, doctor's appointment. No reason to kind of go into it, but it's something that unfortunately, like, just the way the schedule broke down really sucked, which is why like it always stings to hear that like the guest list grows. And I'm happy to promote it though on the Discord, just because I mean, why wouldn't I, like, given how much you promote us, and also the fact that, like, you know, it's not just, oh, we have somebody, you know, doing adding more Stars coverage to the Dallas Stars media space, but it's, and I speak for everybody, it's the quality, man. It's you know, you're pumping out shows, but fantastic guests. And, you know, I think, you know, I speak for Sean and Robert and others when I also say that, you know, we always have a fantastic time with you as well. And Greg's so courteous whenever we're in the studio waiting for Gavin to show up, because he's always late.
Yeah, he's definitely the hidden gem of this program. By the way, if you haven't had the chance, it was really, really nice. Sean tweeted it out today. I got a lot of compliments on our podcast yesterday with NAHL Commissioner Mark Frankenfeld. I thought that was a really interesting discussion on junior hockey, the expansion of junior hockey, the partnership they have, kind of a soft partnership with USHL, the potential of a new team coming to North Texas. You know, we have the Brahmas and maybe a second team comes in. So I thought that was interesting, fighting whether it should be allowed. He talked about the new CHL rules with the Canadian Hockey League and as far as their partnership with the NCAA, with players now eligible. So there was a lot of things that we went into. So if you get a chance, I think it's a real interesting deep dive on hockey in general. And anytime you can have a commissioner in, you know, on your program, that's always great. So please check that out. He was a very, very good guest. And by the way, David, just toward the end of the show, I asked and I was deemed the deputy non-official commissioner of the NAHL, something I will wear with great pride. I will now go into the rink and try to throw my weight around, and people are going to be like, who are you? It doesn't matter.
I don't get this reference because I didn't listen to the show, but I guess that's all the more reason to catch up on some of your latest.
Well, he's the commissioner, so he already has a deputy commissioner. So I asked him at the end, I said, we've been talking nearly an hour. I think the interview's gone well. And he said it has. I said, can I be named the deputy unofficial commissioner of your league just so I could put it on my dating profile? He said, yes.
I'm not sure that's going to sort of add to the quality of your dating profile. But you know what? Listen, your good looks speak for themselves. That swollenness that you have in the upper body area also, you know, sort of adds to that sex appeal. I mean, I think you can leave that out.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's get into this Stars schedule. So, you know, the NFL schedule, there are 17 games. So basically you can just go down and you could say, I think they're going to win, they're going to lose. Well, when you have the length of a Dallas Stars schedule, it's not like David and I are going to be like, first game, St. Louis, second game, Nashville. Do you think they'll win on Saturday night in Nashville? Like, we're not going to do that. But I do feel as though you can look like last year, for example. We knew going into the Olympics that January was going to be a gauntlet of a month for the Stars based on the number of road games, and it was a gauntlet. So I think by looking at the schedule, we can pick games that you say to yourself, oh, here are the months to capitalize. Like, for instance, to start off 2026, the Stars have only, five road games to start 2026. And they have 9 home games. So things like that, I think, you know, are pretty important, David. You know, I think you can take little things like that. What are your thoughts? Is there anything you see when you look at an NHL schedule that makes you say, okay, this is where they need to take advantage?
Not necessarily. I feel like the schedule is a schedule, and if you're good, you're going to put up good results. If you're bad, bad results, right? That's not a very meaningful statement. What I would say, though, is that I think where the schedule does affect teams is fatigue, because fatigue is a real thing. In fact, Micah Blake McCurdy, who runs HockeyViz, he even factors that into his projection model, precisely because, well, you know, as we know, especially when teams, you know, play their backup, right? Back-to-backs, for example, tend to be not as favorable to teams, regardless of whether it's like home or away. And it just so happens that Dallas has 13 back-to-backs, which is tied.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Tied for 17th in the entire league. So that's definitely a kind of piece of, you know, it's depending on how that breaks down, right? That can either kind of spiral, you know, in terms of like, well, how does that affect them? You know, Dallas already has a situation where they're in a really tough division, and where they end up at the end of the season is quite critical, as we saw last season, right? Having to play Minnesota in the first round. And so I think those things do have a ripple effect. I feel like, you know, depending on the quality of the team, you know, it's not going to change destiny, so to speak, but let's not say it's not a factor. And of course, you know, travel, right? That's, you know, Dallas, you know, one of the teams that kind of travels more than most. And I think it's kind of.
Yeah, I think, you know, And for Stars fans that are making plans, let's give this detail. Home games by day, 4 games on Monday, 11 games on Tuesday, 4 games on Wednesday, Thursday, 7 home tilts, Friday, only 3 tilts this year, Saturday, 10 home dates, and Sunday, 3. So you have 13 total games on, well, if you want to count Friday, 16 total games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a lot of Thursday games, which is kind of interesting. And then you look at the back-to-backs, as you mentioned, 13 sets, 26 games total. And the one thing I did notice, which is good, was the schedule I felt was pretty favorable as far as, while the travel is certainly there and you can't change the fact that you're in Dallas, but like, give you an example, home for St. Louis and then October 3rd at Nashville. That's not too bad as far as travel. Colorado, then at Colorado. Once again, you have a home game first, home versus Buffalo, and then versus Florida. So at first, you're looking at a back-to-back. You're like, oh, my goodness, at Buffalo, at Florida, that's a long road trip. No, they're both home, so that's okay. So you go through these, and it's kind of interesting. You do have one that's fascinating, December 19th at Winnipeg, December 20th at Winnipeg. The very rare back-to-back, which I thought was fascinating, they did that in Seattle a couple of years ago. And I thought that was, you know, kind of interesting. And then you look at that February Stadium Series game. And I think the Stars have an advantage here, David, in that the games leading up, you have Minnesota and then you have Philadelphia, but are both home tilts. And I kind of like that because for the Stadium Series or outdoor winter classics, whatever they play in, obviously, they're looking ahead. It's, to me, easier looking ahead when you're playing home games.
Yeah, and they have a really interesting kind of breakdown of, you know, for example, there are quite a few two-game series. Was it 7, right, where in October, right, two-game series versus and then at the Avalanche, November versus and then at Vegas and so forth. And I think that's pretty cool. I think that's something that I would like to see kind of the team or the league do more of. But I think the thing that interests me most, kind of not, maybe not in terms of like the schedule, but is really like how the Central is going to break down. Because I don't know that Minnesota is necessarily a good team, or not good team, but like they're obviously very good, but a better team is what I should have said. And so it really feels like this year, and I know this is going to bring a huge smile to your face, an ear-to-ear grin. Colorado, Dallas, and Utah, that's going to be the three-headed monster in the Central. And I honestly don't think the other Central teams are that much – like, I feel like St. Louis is better. Well, maybe not better because they got rid of Cairo. But, I mean, they have some really good prospects. And then even Winnipeg, like, I loved Vigo Bjork. I thought it was a great pick in this draft. He's not going back to the SHL this season. So it sounds like he's going to finally fix Winnipeg's big issue, which is a second line center. And yes, you know, undersized, blah, blah, blah. Like that's, oh my goodness. Like I'm so tired of hearing this ridiculous size bias. As if tall players don't also have obstacles that they have to deal with. Like,
sure.
You don't think it's harder for like Leon Bichelle to handle the puck at like, you know, 6'10" or 8'2", whatever he is. I mean, like that's difficult. And so I'm really curious what's going to happen. Like combine that with some of the difficulty of the schedule with Dallas and back-to-backs, like where are they going to finish? Are they still going to be top three? Might they fall out into a wild card spot? I don't think we're there. I mean, I don't think Dallas is taking that much of a step back. But I do think stuff like the schedule can be its own X factor when you also consider that, you know, the division is still very, very tough.
Well, answer me this. What do you feel has changed in Minnesota that it wouldn't be Colorado, Minnesota, Utah, Dallas with a wild card?
Well, I mean, to me, the biggest one is losing Zuccarello. You know, this is, right? I mean, you saw how different Minnesota looked, especially on the power play without Zuccarello. So even at his advanced age, Zuccarello is very, very good. I actually kind of like that. I actually really like that move for LA. And so, like, yes, like they did get Blake Coleman. But, you know, they also, again, they still have this issue with center. And I suspect that team is going to make a move for a center at some point, if not in the offseason, then, you know, certainly at the trade deadline. But that team does not look better. And even Blake Coleman, I feel like he's definitely a player that is probably going to hit, you know, some sort of, you know, age-related decline. If not this year, then, you know, certainly next year. And it's not like they have like a ton of prospects, which they got rid of in order to acquire Hughes, that are going to come up. I'm pretty sure Charlie Strommel is not going to be playing on the roster. I think he's still in college, but and especially when you consider that Utah, and again, this is where like schedule and improvement of other teams comes into play. You know, if Utah is like winning those games against Minnesota, where otherwise Minnesota like would have been, especially with the additions of Trocheck, and Anders Lee, like I feel like Minnesota is very much kind of back to being a wild card team because of that Zuccarello loss.
Okay. Yeah. And up the middle, you mentioned daily faceoff. I think they do a nice job as far as producing, you know, who the projected lines would be. They have Yurov as the first line center, Erickson Ek as the second line, Ryan Hartman as the third line center, and then Michael McCarron, who they picked up in the trade and signed him to a multi-year deal. They have him with both Foligno's on each side as the fourth line.
Yeah, which is not getting it done. And I think Yurov is a solid young player. I wouldn't be surprised if Yurov has a breakout year, but that's not getting it done, man.
Interesting.
Look at Utah, right? Look at Utah's center depth, right? It's granted, I didn't like Schmaltz, them extending Schmaltz, especially with the addition of Trocheck, but there's no doubt in that, you know, Cooley, Schmaltz, Trocheck, Hayton, right down the middle, that's pretty wild stuff. And this is a team with fantastic top six, like winger depth. I think the blue line is still good. I love Simashev. Man, I just wish they were still in Arizona.
Hey, it is. That's a great point. It definitely made me think like how much ownership matters. Like we almost take it for granted. I mean, thank you, Tom Gilardi, for spending up to the cap. Cause it wasn't like this at all times, you know, I mean, in Dallas when they were going through bankruptcy, those teams were like Brad Richards and then who else?
Do we like them spinning to the cap?
Yeah. Well, good point. Good point. But at the same time, I do feel as though it is, I mean,
not to be argumentative, but
no, but you're right. But player acquisition is important. But the fact that, I mean, Utah has the ownership, the barn, it's all in place now. It just seems like it's all, I do feel bad for those Coyote fans. I mean, that were dedicated, you know, there weren't a ton of them, but for those Coyote fans that were dedicated and what they're watching in Utah now, it's like, ah.
All because billionaires are so cheap, but I guess that's another discussion for
Don't pay their hotel bills. Podcast. Yeah, absolutely.